where could I go? Even a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Living below in this so sinful world, hardly a comfort can afford. Driving along to face temptation so, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to help me. Where could I go but to the Lord? Neighbors are kind, I love them, everyone. We get along on one accord. But when my soul need manners from above, where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go? Oh, where could I go? Seeking a refuge for my soul. Needing a friend to save me in the end. Where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go? Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the Lord? Where could I go but to the
Lord? God, how excellent is our name in all the earth. We have no place to go. to find joy when the storms of life are raging, but to you. We have no source of life to draw strength from. No place to go but to you. When our days are near the end, we have no place to go but to you. And so we come now to hear a word from the true and living God. We say true and living God because we have made ourselves little gods. Gods we have made out of the blessings that you've given to us. And so when the storms of life are raging, thou who rulest heaven and earth, stand by us. May your word be a light unto our pathway, a lamp unto our feet. May all that we do be found and ordered in your word. And so it is right that we confess our sins and ask for your forgiveness. And we thank you, for right now we know that we have been forgiven, covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for Jesus, the Son of the living God, the one whom you have declared after his baptismal service, "This is my beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased." Hear you him. So, Lord, as I stand behind this sacred desk, I pray that you would make me worthy to proclaim the good news of salvation. Thank you that you can make each one of us, through your word, through your power, through your purpose, to be one person that made the difference. It's in the precious name of Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God. Hey, the rose of Sharon, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star, the first fruit of the dead, the one who was dead but is alive forevermore, Jesus, Jesus the Christ. It's in his name that we pray. And all the people who love God said amen. Amen. And those who are not afraid shouted hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, don't fool me now. Hallelujah. 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 In the book of the beginnings, there's a marvelous story about a flood. It's a marvelous story that when you look at it, You see again the grace, the love of God, and the forgiveness of God. When you read the story of Noah, the ark, and the flood, you are aware that God can get mad. I'm sorry. That God can get angry. And that when God is angry, he does some things that may seem to us to be ungodly. But it's because we have been disobedient to the word of God, and we have not praised him as we ought. Look at the text, if you will. You can start with Genesis chapter 1 and look at the darkness that was on the face of the earth. And how God dispelled the darkness by stepping out and saying, "Let there be light." And the Bible says that there was light. Move to chapter 2 and discover from chapter 1, you discover the creative powers of God. And how God could speak and things come into existence. There is power in the voice of God. There is creative power in his word, in his speaking. And then look and see how God created the heavens and the earth. How he spoke and mountains came forth. Birds, the fowls of the air came forth. The heavens, I said heavens, not heaven, but heavens were created by the true and living God. The last thing that he made was man. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, "I'm so glad." Y'all not working with me. "I'm so glad that God made me. That man did not make me." You would have been a mess. And we already a mess. But we would have been a worse, as old folks say, a worse mess. Because if man had made us, we would be at his, at his demand. We would be subjects of, we would be puppets on a string. But thanks be to God that God made us in his own image, in his own likeness, and blew into our nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And then God looked at man and said, "Man, it's not good that man should be alone." And out of the rib, not the foot, not to be walked upon, not of the hands to be punched on. Oh, y'all not walking with me. Not of his backside, but from his side, he took a rib. I don't know about you, but when I was growing up, we used to call our girlfriend, "That's my rib, man." Somebody remember that, don't you? That's my rib, man. Took a rib and made woman and brought her. He didn't send her. He brought her to man. And man looked at her and saw the fairness, the beauty. Oh, I wish she must have been a sister. Must have been with that beautiful ebony complexion. Soft as cotton, dark as 100 midnights, hair wavy as the Atlantic Ocean. I'm talking about a good looking sister. All of y'all good looking. But thanks be to God. Adam looked at her and said, this is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, for she shall be called woman. Not woman, but woman. In that sixth chapter, that brings us to our text. Sons of God saw that the women were beautiful and married them. They gave birth to sons and daughters. And you know, when you're doing all right, we just forget about God. I'm wondering why there are empty pews in the church today. I know why. It's not because the choir is not singing. It's not because the preacher is not prepared. It's not because the deacons are not willing to serve. It's because we are prosperous now. We don't have to come to church. Don't have to pray. We can turn on one of our three or four TVs. TV even in the bathroom. And have church, or go to church, or watch church while bathing. Hello? Don't send any money. Help me, somebody. I can just watch Reverend Jemison. I'm talking to you who's streaming me today. Watch him and say to myself, I'm glad I wasn't there. But guess what? If you miss church, that may be the very time that Jesus shows up. Ask Thomas and he'll tell you, I wasn't at church. And he showed up. And they told me, I'm preaching already, y'all. They told me that the risen Savior had showed up and came through a room that was locked with a locked door. And I said, I won't believe it until I see the nail prints in his hand and thrust my hand in his side. I won't believe it. And guess what? He showed up again. Said to Thomas, I'm here, boy. Fella, I'm here. The risen Christ, the one who died on Calvary. I am here. And Thomas said, Lord, I believe. Jesus looked through the telescope of time and said, blessed are those who have not seen, but yet they believe. So you come on to church. The Lord will be here to greet you. The men, the sons of God, saw the daughters of God and saw that they were beautiful. And they became wicked. Listen to the reading of the word. Genesis chapter 6, 5 through 8. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah, come on, say, but Noah, found grace in the eyes of the Lord. What a difference one person can make who finds grace in the eyes of God. You do know what grace is, don't you? Grace is unmerited favor. I didn't do anything to receive the grace that God gives and that God has given me. I did not do anything to wake up this morning. But the songwriter says, grace woke me up this morning. And grace started me on my way. I like what that old Methodist preacher said, amazing grace. How sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Once was blind, but now I see. And then he writes, 'tis was grace that brought me safe this far. And grace, God's grace, I'm not talking about somebody named Grace. I'm talking about God's grace. God's grace will lead me on. Noah, the name Noah means rest. Here is Noah that found grace in the eyes of God. He found grace in the eyes of God because he was obedient to the word of God. He lived a righteous life. I didn't say that he lived a life without sin. He lived a life that was righteous in his praise of God. And the Bible says that God saw his creation, the men, the women, and they were sinful. They were corrupt. Look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, hey, you sin. Oh, y'all scared to do that, huh? But the Bible tells me that all have sinned. Not you all, but all. All is inclusive. It means every last one of us have sinned. Preachers, we have sinned. Deacons, we have sinned. Ushers, choir members, you have sinned. All of us are sinners, but I don't know about you, but I'm a sinner saved by the grace of God. Thank God for his amazing grace. No matter what the sin, the greater the sin, the greater the grace. Doesn't matter. Somebody said, I just told a little white lie. I don't know, white or black lie is a lie. But thank God that through the blood of Jesus the Christ, I wished I had time to talk about that blood that was shed on Calvary, that blood that came from the crown of thorns, that blood that came from his nail prints in his hands, that blood that came from the spear in his side, that blood that came from his feet, that blood that flows from the mountain to the lowest valley. It is the blood of Christ that washes us from our sins. It is God's grace covers us through the blood of Jesus Christ. Noah found favor in the eyes of God because of his obedience and because of his righteous living. Here he is, 400 years old. God, 400 years plus, One writer says he was 460. Another said he was 480. I don't know whether he was 460 or 480. I know one thing. He was old. The Bible said that God repented, that God changed his mind about making man and blessing man, blessing us. We had made God so angry by our sinful ways in the darkness that we lived in the darkness that we created for our lives. And yet, here's the light of humankind that has given us a new chance, a new day. Says to Noah, Noah, I'm going to flood the earth. It's going to rain. And Noah was a preaching failure. Preachers, listen to this. He failed as a preacher. He didn't have homiletical skills. He had not been to seminary. I almost said cemetery. He had not sat under the great theologians of the day. Here he is. And God said to him, and in seminary they teach us that a sermon is like a tree, that it has roots and that it has trunk and that it has branches. Noah did not have to worry about that. God said to him, I want you to preach one sermon for 120 years. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. Can you imagine him preaching? It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And changing gears. It's going to rain. Can you imagine him? Every day for 120 years. One sermon. It's going to rain. Folk heard it the first time. They got scared. As the young folks say, they got scared. They started trying to walk a little bit right. But it didn't rain that day. And so pretty soon, the sermon had no reverence to them. And they continued, the Bible said, they continually did evil in the sight of God. God said, it's going to rain. And guess what? It did rain. Let me move out of your way by sharing with you three things. You can make a difference for your family. Notice, he built an ark. He built an ark in faith. He had not seen one raindrop. But the Lord said, it's going to rain. And I don't know about you, but I believe the word of God. That if God said it, it's so and it's going to be so. It may be a long time coming, but it will come. The vision may be a long time coming to fruition, but don't worry, tarry, wait for it will come. Maybe I need to drop a point here. You may have to lay by a pool for 38 years, believing that every time the angel comes down and trouble the water, the first one in gets made whole. But keep on coming to the pool. You may not get the blessing that you've been looking for at church, but keep on coming. Keep on coming, for you may come to church with your heart not right, but one day you may show up and the Holy Spirit falls on you and you look at your hands and they look new. Look at your feet, and it does too. Give you a new song, a song that the angels cannot sing. I've been redeemed. I've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are there any redeemed people here that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb? Noah found favor with God. And guess what? He didn't save anybody, but he did save his family. I don't understand why we say to our children, do you want to go to church today? Well, you know what the answer is, no. No, I'm not going today. You go on, mama. You go on, daddy. I'll be here when you get back. But I remember a time when I didn't. Nobody asked me if you want to go to church. They said if you went out Saturday night, Sunday morning, you getting up and you going to church. You can lay in that bed if you want to, but thank God for the pitcher of water that was thrown on me that wetted my bed so I was uncomfortable in the bed. Had to get up, get dressed, come to church. We don't do it anymore. Well, baby, you rest. I'm going to pray for you. But guess what? They need to learn to pray for themselves. Somebody prayed for me. That's where I am. But I learned to talk to God for myself. I learned to tell him, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, it's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Is there any praying warriors here that's willing to talk to God on your own behalf? The Bible said that Noah built the ark. Ark longer than 3 football fields, higher than 1 football field, wider than 2 football fields. The dimensions are there in the Bible, told him what to make it of, how to seal it. And guess what? It had one door. Had one door. And when that door was locked, it was locked. Why did it have one door? Noah must have thought about what Jesus was going to say when he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man coming unto the Father but by me. Noah must have understood that he was the good shepherd, and the good shepherd keeps his sheep. God's the sheep. It's a door to the sheepfold. He built it just like God said. And guess who he took in? He didn't take Aunt Mary and Uncle Sue. No. I mean, Uncle. Aunt Mary. Well, today it may be that way, Aunt Mary and Uncle Sue. It may be that way. Maybe I didn't misspeak. Maybe that's the way it may be. Uncle John and Aunt Mary. The Bible said he took his sons' wives, and they got into the boat. They got into the ship. It wasn't a luxury liner cruise. Can you imagine the stench, the smell of 2 of every animal? Why 2? Male and female. Because 2 males can't. There you go. 2 females cannot. Y'all gonna get mad at me. But he took 2 elephants, 1 female and 1 male. 2 lions, 2 bears, 2 of everything. And can you imagine, it didn't say that it had indoor toilets. Y'all had work to do. The Bible said that it rained. How many days did it rain? 40 days and 40 nights. I remember the flood of 1998 here in San Antonio, how the waters came and rose and destroyed homes. And I remember churches were destroyed by the flood of 98. But guess what? The flood of 98 was not like the flood of Noah's day. For everything was wiped out. And Noah had on the ship, he had on the board a dove, and he sent one out, and guess what? The dove came back with no branch in his mouth. And 7 days later, he sent out
the branch, the dove again in the branch. The dove came back with an olive branch in his mouth. Don't tell me that God will not make a way. Don't tell me that God is not watching over his own. Don't tell me that God is not available to prepare a way for you. He saved his family. But then one person, Noah, saved his family. But then you can make a difference for your family, but you can make a difference for God's creation. God has created humankind. You and I are not figmentations of God's mind. We are the people that God gave what William James called the freedom of the will. We can will to do right. We can will to do wrong. We can will to praise God. We can will to sit down on our praise. God has given us that kind of liberty, that kind of freedom. And we need to preserve the freedoms that God has given us. These women are here today because they serve God in their country. They served us. They made things easy for families and for men and women in uniform. But in the process, God blessed them. He blessed them with a job that had a retirement check. Y'all all say amen to that. How many of you don't get a retirement check? Don't get one. But you serve. Guess what? God got a blessing with your name on it. I thank God for those persons who served along beside me. You do not have to be a Noah to make an impact on the world. You can make a difference if God has allowed you to be elected to an office on city council, to an office as a mayor or state or United States senator. God has allowed you that kind of influence. Why would you write a law or ordinance that says that the name of Jesus cannot be prayed in a courtroom or in a city hall meeting? God has blessed you and elevated you above the other citizens to make a difference on his behalf, and you write an ordinance that says, do not call on the name of Jesus. I wish I had time to talk about when you call on Jesus, what happens. When you bless his name, when you pray in his name, what happens? Can I tell you what happens? He feeds you. Can I tell you what happens? He gives you drink. Can I tell you what happens? He gives you shelter. Can I tell you what happens? When you pray in his name, he makes a way out of no way. He brings peace and joy in the midst of your sorrow when you call on his name. Don't invite me to pray if you don't want me to talk about Jesus. Don't invite me to preach if you don't want me to preach about Jesus. Don't invite me and then tell me I cannot call on the name of him who has saved me and washed me from my sins, who woke me up this morning and started me on my way. I can't talk about Jesus. I might as well shut up, sit down. Because he's worthy of all of our praise and all of our thanksgiving. One of us can make a difference in City Hall. You're talking about the government shut up. Nobody getting paid. But thank God, some of us getting paid. But thanks be to God that one glad morning when this life is over, all of us shall receive a payday. I don't know about your payday. You may say, I need this, I want this, but I'm glad to tell you, all I want to hear him say is, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Been faithful of a few things. Come on up a little higher. You can make a difference. If you sit in a boardroom and you're talking about, I'm the only one there, and when you leave, there's nobody there that look like you, you have failed your purpose for being there. Our purpose for being there is to make others available and make the jobs available to folk who look like us, act like us, talk like us. I wish I had time to talk about those of us who used to drink out of colored fountains. Y'all didn't have to do that in San Antonio, but we did have to do that in Dallas. I was always afraid of folk who had white robes and a hood. Y'all didn't have that in San Antonio. Y'all didn't have no problems in San Antonio. That's what I was told. The San Antonio integrated peacefully. That's what I was told. But if you had to sit in the Majestic Theater up in the balcony, y'all had some problems. You need to dress up and realize that it had not always been like it is today. That you went through some struggles, that you went through some problems. I was in Birmingham, Alabama. I had ridden the bus from Dallas going to Birmingham. When I got to Birmingham, Mobile. It was Mobile. When I got to Mobile, I was hungry. And so I was tall, dark, and handsome. Wasn't fat. Had a good wink in my eye. Walked in, ordered something from the restaurant. The lady looked at me. She said to me, boy, do you know where you are? I said, yes, ma'am. I'm in Mobile, Alabama. She said, no, you need to go to the back. Deacon Smith, it was the back of the bus station where I could get my hamburger. I still had the same kind of money that other folk had. I still was dressed like other folk, but because of the pigmentation of my skin, oh yeah, 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 it was a skin problem. But guess what? Thank God for one man named Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Thank God for our forefathers who used to sing, before I be a slave, I'll be dead in my grave. Thank God for Ralph Abernathy. Thank God for these men who were willing to lay their life on the line. We have freedoms now that we didn't have before. I don't care where you come from, Canada, Germany, wherever you come from, if your skin is dark, you had a problem. We need to own up to the problem so we can own up to who solved the problem. Whatever problem I have had, it has been solved through the love of God. So, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, you can make a difference. For your family, you can make a difference for your community. And finally, you can make a difference for God. For Christ I live, for Christ I die. What difference can I make for God? I've been holding you too long, and I need to chunk this off by telling you, whatever God has purpose in your heart to do, don't let nobody change your mind about doing it. Do it to the glory of God. If you work on God's behalf, You'll have the testimony at the end that Paul gave to Timothy. Paul said to Timothy, the time of my departure is at hand. Guess what? I fought a good fight. I wished I had time to talk about a good fight. A good fight is when you can go on the ropes and rope-a-dope and come back with a harder punch. The world may turn you. The world may persecute you. The world may do evil things to you. But if you got Jesus, you know how to bounce back. You know how the resiliency to come back. When the storms of life are raging, you're not afraid because you know who controls the storm. Muhammad Ali was my favorite boxer. Not because his name was Muhammad Ali or Cassius Clay, but because he could sting like a bee and float like a butterfly. And when they would hit him, he would get on the ropes and just rope-a-dope and make the devil tired. And then he would smack the devil. Sometimes we got to learn how to rope-a-dope. We got to learn how to bounce and weave, take a punch, and then know that he that is in you is greater than he that's in the world. Know that the battle is not yours, that is the Lord. And when you come off saying, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I ran the race with patience. Took off the things that so easily beset me. And then you can say, I kept the faith. So we need somebody in Second Baptist. We need somebody in San Antonio to fight the good fight. We need somebody in San Antonio, Second Baptist, to run the race with patience. And we need somebody to keep the faith. And to know that now there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness that only the righteous judge can give unto me. Noah preached one sermon. It's going to rain. But he made a difference in his family. He made a difference in the community. And he made a difference for his God. Can I tell you about the difference that God made? Satan desires to take us. Satan desires to sift us like wheat. But thanks be to God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have life everlasting. And I'm so glad that Christ died for me. But more than that, I'm so glad that on that third day morning, he got up from the grave, saying, all power in heaven and earth is in my hands. Is there anybody here that's willing to make a difference for the Savior who died for you, who rose for you, who's now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for you? So you can say with the songwriter, why should I feel discouraged? Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? When Jesus is my portion, a constant friend is he. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know he watches over me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. His eye is on the sparrow. Make a difference in your church. Make a difference in your home. Make a difference in your community. One person saved his family. One person God blessed. Thank God for Noah. You don't have to be Noah. You can just be you. Touch your neighbor and tell your neighbor, I'm going to make a difference. I am going to make a difference. Hallelujah. 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 The door to my Father's house is standing wide open. We invite you to come.
Church is standing.
Come. Come. He will save you. He will save you. Just now. Just now. He'll forgive you. He'll forgive you. Just now. He will save you. He will bring you. He will bring you. Just now.
He will save you.
He will save you. He will save you. He will save you. Just now. Just now. He will save you. He will save you. Just now. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Thank you, government girls, for coming and sharing. Government women, for coming and sharing with us today. You have made my preaching much easier. How we thank God for you. Again, we thank you for your service. If you come the fourth Sunday, I'll have a dinner in your honor, along with the new deacons. And so please plan to be with us to share. If you left your offering and you left your name, I'll be happy to send you a thank you note and send your church a note saying that you were in church and you gave. Amen. If you did not, put your name on something, put your name on it, put another check in it, and I'll send it to your pastor. Reverend Johnson gives us up.
Our Father and my God, we pause now to thank you for blessing us to be in this holy place, your house of prayer. We're now ready to adjourn and to go our separate ways. But thanks be to God, your omnipresent God. And so now, Lord, we lift these, your people, up to the highest plane, that is to the throne of grace. For I heard you say, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Now may the grace of God, may the peace of God, and the love of God be with each of you as you go on your way, trusting and believing in Jesus, Savior and Lord of our lives. Now to him who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power which worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. And the church of God that loved God said, amen, 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 and amen.